April 5. But now is Christ risen from the dead, 1 Corinthians 15:20. We have 7 proofs of the resurrection of our living Savior the Lord Jesus Christ. 1. The prophecies made in the Old Testament by the prophets. Isaiah 25:8, Hosea 13:14, Psalm 16:10. Nobody ever dreamed of conquering death. There has been only one case in the whole world's history. He will swallow up death in victory. 2. 1. The prophecies made by the Lord Himself to His disciples before He was crucified. The Son of Man must be killed and rise again. Mark 8:31, 9:31, 10:34, John 10:18. 3. The testimony borne by the angels on the early Easter morning: He is not here, He is risen, Luke 24:5, 6. 4. The empty sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. The empty sepulchre can be seen today in Jerusalem. Every day people come from many parts of the world to see it. Other sepulchres are full of dead men's bones, but this is an empty sepulchre. 5. Our Lord's appearance on 10 different occasions on different days to the disciples during 40 days after He rose again, 5 times on the first day again, 5 times from the second day to His ascension. He first appeared to Mary Magdalene at the sepulchre, then to other women who were returning from the sepulchre. Then He appeared to Simon Peter. Then to 2 disciples going to Emmaus. And that same evening to the disciples as they were gathered in the room, the door being shut. He appeared to the 500 disciples in Jerusalem, as we see in 1 Corinthians 15:6. Then He appeared to James the Apostle. For Thomas's sake, He appeared the 8th time on the 8th day. At the Lake of Tiberias, He appeared for the 9th time, John 21. Then He appeared in Bethany before He ascended into heaven. Like that, He appeared 10 times within 40 days to show us that He may come into us by the power of resurrection, to make the worst sinner a child of God. 6. His appearances after He went to heaven. He appeared to Stephen, Acts 7:54, 55. He appeared to Saul, afterwards called Paul, Acts 9:3-5. He appeared to John in the Isle of Patmos, Revelation 1. 7. There is one more proof which is more important than the 6 other proofs, and it can be more convincing to those you speak to. He lives in every believer. Those who believe in Him in any part of the world, He comes to live in them. We can all say the same thing: He lives in me, He lives in me. That's why we now put the same question to you. Does the living Lord live in you?